tell you so, because I'm proud to be a Jew. I'd like for you to know, whenever I think of who I am, I want to tell you so. When I am on the playground, it's plain for all to see, I wear a big Magen-Dovey. When people look at me, I say I'm proud to be a Jew. I'd like for you to know, whenever I think of who I am, I want to tell you so, because I'm proud to be a Jew. I'd like for you to know, whenever I think of who I am, I want to tell you so. At Pesach time, I'm happy to give my friends a treat. I share the chocolate macaroons and matzah that I eat, because I'm proud to be a Jew. I'd like for you to know, whenever I think of who I am, I want to tell you so, because I'm proud to be a Jew. I'd like for you to know, whenever I think of who I am, I want to tell you. Join the choir and sing out loud and strong. If they would ask me what I know, I'd sing a Jewish song. I'd sing, I'm proud to be a Jew. I'd like for you to know, whenever I think of who I am, I want to tell you so, because I'm proud to be a Jew. I'd like for you to know, whenever I think.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to be an asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, hey freaks, Tim Henson with you, back for a very special President's Day edition of DV. I really should be taking the day off. We should all be honoring our past presidents. Many of them are dead. We all have our favorites, you know. I don't know who your favorite is. I don't know if it's Washington. You can't fuck with the original, right? Wooden teeth, powdered wig. Basically, the first president. What about Thomas Edison? Also a very good president. Benedict Arnold. William H. Macy. And honestly, why do we have to limit it to real presidents? How about presidents that appeared in movies? Like Morgan Freeman. The first black president in the blockbuster Deep Impact. See what happens when we elect a Negro? Goddamn asteroid destroys the world, or a meteor or comet or something. I don't really remember that movie. So yes, we should all be honoring our presidents, past, present, future, and fictional. And let's throw in Jefferson Davis as well. I got a lot of great stuff to share with you today. This first one is a little more visual, but I think you need to hear this. And maybe I'll do a video cast later today to show off what's going on here. Take a listen to this.
What's going? Hello, this is Donald Carlson, and this is my foot.
Yes,
you look down here.
Yeah, he's holding his foot, his real foot that has been cut
and
off.
This is my foot. If you look down here, that's my stump. Here's what came off of it.
Yeah, his foot was amputated, and for some reason they gave him, the doctors gave him his foot. They don't need it, right? There's bone and muscle and all and flesh. It's really disgusting and bizarre and fantastic.
This is the bones to my foot.
Yeah.
Here's a tendon. Here's a long, goosey tendon.
Ooh.
This is the heel. And this used to be my bad leg. Now it looks better than what it was before. And just look at my cool toes. I can wiggle my toes now in my hand. And this is the bottom of my foot. Isn't this cool? It looks like I took a bite. Uh-oh, we're bleeding. That's not good. We're starting to bleed, but that's okay. Well, look at all the juicy meat in here. This is my foot.
You know he's going to cook it and eat it, right? The way he's talking about his foot, I think he wants to taste it.
This is Don without a foot. Hello, goodbye, talk to you later.
Now, he's also since then created or posted a few more videos talking about his foot.
Hello, everybody out there on YouTube. I'm back here. I'm going to do a third video.
I don't know what happened to the second one.
I've had about my amputation and having my own foot at home. I've had, everybody wants to see my stump. So here is a picture of my stump.
Jesus.
There's what it looks like now.
Big fat swollen
stump. Healing up very nicely. It's kind of cool because you get different feelings where you touch it. And sometimes here if you feel like you're scratching your bottom of your foot. Sometimes you got, right there, there's a different feeling. I got pins and nails right to my little toe when I hit here. Different spots give you different feelings at different days. Sometimes you just got pure ache down. And the reason this leg is cut off is because it was an injury, a work injury, and it's been buggered up for over 20 years. And we did all kinds of different surgeries, and nothing ever worked.
Finally just gave up and sawed it off.
So after this leg was cut off, the pain was gone, and the severity of the pain now is very limited, which is a hell of a lot of relief.
Well, very good for you, sir. Enjoy your souvenir. Moving on, I've got a clip here of a guy who had a friend who decided to give him a little tattoo. The guy wanted yin and yang on his back, and his friend instead tattooed a penis.
A judge is considering whether to jail a backyard tattooist who played a cruel trick on a young man with a mental disability. Instead of drawing the yin and yang symbol he was asked to, he tattooed a crude picture of a man's genitals.
You guys want to see it?
It took 4 months and 15 hours of tattooing to finally come to this, yes. But Chester
loves
the
end
result.
Well, it looks a lot better, I guess, if you want to see a huge... I mean, this guy's tattoo is basically a huge sword with a snake wrapped around it.
And it's the one that I wanted, and it's the one that I picked, and it's the one that I got.
So takes up pretty much his whole back.
But I was happy.
A far cry from the crudely drawn 40-centimeter penis that was tattooed into his skin.
Balls and a big penis with the words, I love dick, or I love cock, it's blurred out, scribbled on
all courtesy of then-friend, 22-year-old Matthew Brady. Do you want to apologize for what you did to an impaired man?
Don't apologize. You should be proud of your work.
Chester thought he was getting a yin and yang tattoo.
And I had the biggest shock of my life.
Daddy got dick
and nuts. Tattoo shop offered to fix the offending picture for free.
Not only did he deface his back, he could have also handed on a disease.
I love you all so much. You guys were all when you gave me free eyebrow piercing. Woo!
Brady pleaded guilty in the Ipswich District.
Yeah, he's a little retarded.
Court to assault, which included
punching. I got that
punching
big fucking penis off my back, and I got an eyebrow piercing too. It was worth it all, wasn't it?
Why did you do it? I'd like to comment on your client's case.
It's sub judice at the moment, so no comment.
The court heard Brady did it because he took offence to comments the 26-year-old made about molesting girls. Brady will learn his fate on Friday. Prosecutors are asking for a 12 to 18-month jail term. Professional tattooists are pushing for that too. And they want tighter industry regulation.
If they want to tattoo themselves, that's one thing. But tattooing other people when they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, that's wrong. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a great clip here that Everything is Terrible found. This is an instructional video of sorts for women. This video teaches you that you should have a life and not just please your man, I guess.
Why now?
You never lived alone. You never had a job. I love you, Barbara.
But you're boring, and you never leave the fucking house. And I never get a moment to myself because you're clingy.
That's why I think we should wait. You need to have a life of your own before we get married.
But you are my life! I live for you!
But you are...
She whips out a gun and blows her head off.
My life. I want to be your wife.
There has to be other things.
Mike, I really don't understand the problem.
I know what the problem is.
Who the fuck are you and why are you eavesdropping, you bitch?
Are you incomplete without a man? Do you think you're only half a person and that a man will make you whole? While men may be the most delicious part of the feast of life, we are the main course in our own lives. Men are just desserts. How does a nobody feel? And how would you know if you were one?
Well, did you hear that, Anne? Our girl's going to be a computer whiz. hope they don't leave you to run it alone, because they can just kiss goodbye to their data if they do.
What a dick!
Oh, honey, I didn't mean anything by that.
Try getting together with a group of a few women just like yourself so that you can support each other as you work on these goals.
All right, let's see a scenario.
I'll have the chef's salad and a white wine spritzer.
Slow down there, Alky.
The same thing without the spritzer. I'd love that spritzer, but Bob thinks I act silly when I've had even one glass of wine.
Yeah. One wine spritzer and the bra comes off.
We'll have
blouse ripped open. She's on the table.
Three white wine spritzers. He was growing. He was meeting new people, learning new things, and I was stagnating.
Oh. And here you are talking about your husband. You're so independent.
He lost interest in me eventually. He wanted a woman with her own life, with goals and interests beyond satisfying him. I think if I were him, I might have left me too. I've devoted
my... I'm pretty worthless.
my entire life to Bob, and he and I are still together. But have you thought about what your life without him would be like?
Nobody has the illusion that a man can fill the void in her life.
Can you imagine... If you're a woman and you need this videotape,
and that he'll
how sad.
Have enough to do it for both of them. But what about the nobody who's left alone? One of the truths that we all have to live with is that we may all end up alone due to death, desertion, or divorce.
This video is quite the downer.
So, Barbara, what do you do for fun?
Well, I please my husband sexually, I clean the house, and I wait for my husband to come home from work, and then I cook a meal for my husband, and myself too. I get to eat some of it.
Well, Mike and I go to a movie, or we go dancing sometimes.
I mean without Mike, by yourself.
I take a shit by myself, is that what you want to hear? I mean, come on.
What are your interests, your goals?
I don't quite know. We talked about that, Barbara. It would interfere with your wedding.
Thanks a lot for lunch, Barbara. It was my pleasure.
If I hadn't forgotten to get the money from Bob, I'd been able to take care of our two lunches.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of that.
Hi. You girls have a good gab and set the world straight again?
Gab. A good gab. When was this video produced?
Yes. We spoke about my getting
sort of the pushy kind. I don't see how we can stand having them over as family when you and Mike get married.
You don't have to spend the rest of your life resenting your parents and wishing that they would change.
If I get married, Mom.
Ooh, snap!
It's important to broaden your horizons by accepting new people into your life.
Try having sex with someone exotic. Maybe from the Mediterranean. Your husband will never find out. It'll give you a chance to get away from him. Live your own life. And finally experience that elusive orgasm. After all, men are just desserts. And you've got a sweet tooth. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, real quick, I gotta mention coupon code FREAK at adamandeve.com. Adam and Eve has over 20,000 adult entertainment products. We're talking DVDs of the sexual variety, plus toys for men and women, lingerie, costumes, blow-up dolls, condoms, lube, all sorts of good stuff. Use coupon code FREAK at checkout, and you'll automatically save 50% on just about any item. Plus, you're going to get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK. Go there right now. Save 50% on just about any item. AdamandEve.com. Coupon, promo, offer code, FREAK. And don't forget to sign up for The Sideshow. It is DB's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Been at this since December 2004. So there's a fuck ton of shows you can get access to. Plus, every week, new content. We do extended shows, exclusive programs, videocast. Tomorrow's show will be an extended one. Thursday's show will be exclusive. I'm going to try to post a video for you guys as well today. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. And keep in mind, this is how I make my living. So you really do help the show and, you feed me, basically, when you sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from the UK. A man was sentenced to a year in prison for attempting to rob a UK power substation that exploded when he urinated against a transformer. Now, look, it's illegal what this guy was going to do. He was going to rob a substation or something. Why would, of all the places to fucking rob, a power substation? Really?
regardless. Okay, so, you know, he's not the brightest individual. But you're there. This is your job. You are a thief. Focus at the task at hand here. This is very time sensitive. You don't have time to be dilly-dallying around. You'll have plenty of time to urinate afterwards. All right, Michael Harper, 36, was permanently disfigured after suffering serious burns in the blast at the electricity substation under a railway arch in central England. The father of two was left burning on the floor by his accomplice, 50-year-old Richard Boyce, who tried to drive off but later was found by police with blistered hands. The incident last March also left 2,000 homes and businesses without power, all because he pissed on it, and caused $42,000 in damage as the two men tried to take metal from the station last March. Harper was jailed for a year after pleading guilty to burglary and criminal damage at the Leicester Crown Court, while Boyce was sentenced to 4 years in jail. Recorder Michael Stevens told Harper that he had suffered a punishment, it seems to me, already at the sentencing. You were seriously injured and very nearly lost your life and will be permanently disfigured, Stevens says. Prosecutor Cyan Cutter said Boyce told police the explosion happened when Harper urinated against the transformer.
The electric fence.
That's right. Boyd also told police that the two went to the station to take heroin. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Jack Knowles is a honey trapper, a master seducer, paid to prove someone's other half is two-timing. You see, suspicious men hired Jack to catch out their unsuspecting partner, and these jealous men dish out a lot of money for his services. Single Jack has made approximately £200,000, which is what, close to what, $400,000 in U.S. real money, from his business in its first 2 years, charging up to £1,000 at a time. The 22-year-old started his firm in reaction to his girlfriend cheating on him, and after a strange introduction to honey trapping. Jack says, I was in a nightclub in Birmingham, and a middle-aged guy approached me. Out of the blue, he told me he thought I was a good-looking guy. Creepy. He then explained that his wife was on a night out downtown, and he asked me if I could flirt with her to see if she reciprocated, and then let me know the answer. All right, he showed me photos of her and gave me £100 in cash. I'd never heard of honey trapping before. This was my introduction. The unusual job normally associated with glamorous girls discovering if men are up to no good came about when Jack was cheated on and left heartbroken. The entrepreneur from Stratford-upon-Avon, Warwickshire, says, I split up with my girlfriend in March 2009. I'd been with her for 2 years, ever since high school. I thought she was my soulmate. No, she's just a whore. I thought she was my soulmate, someone I wanted to live with, and the girl I would have proposed to. The relationship ended when I found out she cheated on me. See, girls are just as bad, you know, when it comes to this stuff as guys. They're just as horny and just as untrustworthy. That's why I'm going to remain alone forever. I found out from one of her social networking sites after she left it open, there were intimate messages. I took the news really badly. I was devastated, and I killed her. No, and really couldn't have predicted that she would be unfaithful. I thought things were great and always trusted her. Again, you should never trust your spouse. It ends in heartache. Always be suspicious. I was surprised someone could cheat so easily after being together so long. It was only weeks after being dumped that Jack was asked by the guy in the club to check on his wife. And 9 months later, he started his own business. He advertised his website on Google, and it went from there. I decided to work out how much to charge by comparing prices with other agencies offering a similar service. The price depends on the location. Most clients were in Manchester, London, or Birmingham. Jack's business didn't take long to grow, and within 6 months, he didn't need to promote himself on the internet anymore. Quote, I will observe whether she is with other guys, and then we'll go up to the girl. I'm quite shy, and this helps as they find it easier to talk to me. If I flirt with her and she kisses me, I'll walk away from the situation as soon as possible and then report back to her partner that she's not being faithful. He says, I never thought that it was like stalking because that it's a very... I never thought it was like stalking because that's a serious crime. That's like, you know, saying, you know, I kill people, but I don't consider it murder because murder is a crime. Whatever. I make sure that I never come across as threatening. Last year, a top businessman asked me for the ultimate evidence. He told me he wanted to see if his partner would go into the bedroom of the hotel she was staying in with me. She went ahead with my offer, and then when I got her into the room, the guy came to see with his own eyes what was going on. I checked to make sure the girl was all right, but it was clear she was unfaithful. This guy, Jack, still believes in love, though. I may be looking for love cheats, but I'm hoping to meet one girl that makes me realize there is such a thing as true love. So there you go. And finally today, we've got a short story. Police say an Athens woman over there in Georgia wanted more than her Miranda rights before being taken to jail. She wanted a few hits on her crack pipe. Athens Clark County Police spokeswoman Hilda Sorrow says officers responded Wednesday afternoon to a residence on Kennedy Circle where they found several people pushing and shoving each other. One man involved had a stab wound in the abdomen. Officers determined that Essie Mae Jones and Johnny Michael Jones had some words, and Essie stabbed Johnny. Johnny Jones was transported to Athens Regional Medical Center, and Essie Mae was arrested and charged with aggravated assault. But before she was taken into custody, Essie Mae told the arresting officers, quote, that I should at least let her smoke her pipe before I take her to jail, since they won't let her smoke it there. Oh, that sounds reasonable. The officer noted there was a crack pipe near Jones's feet and that everyone involved in the incident appeared to be intoxicated. Jones was also charged with cruelty to children because the stabbing was witnessed by two young kids. So there you go. That's what's happening in your world today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Rose Cullen. I'm just calling in, man, with a quick note. I'm sure by now you know that Whitney Houston died, so I'm thinking you should do a tribute to her. And
I did.
Do a little karaoke in your precious voice.
I did. I think I did that on a Sideshow exclusive program, as a matter of fact.
And I guess not.
All right. You can tell when these voicemails were recorded.
Hey, Tim, it's me, Alex. It's Sunday, February 12th. I was really worried about you, Tim, because I didn't know if I lost the feed somehow or something happened to you. Like, you got really, really sick. Not like, this is like I said, sick, but you got like really, really ill and you couldn't do the show.
Yeah.
So I was looking on Facebook. I was looking on Twitter. I was looking on...
I didn't post a lot on Facebook. I was very sick.
Your show.
Bedridden.
Show. distortedview.com. And I saw a few things that were like explaining what was going on. And then whenever I downloaded the new show, I'm like, oh, okay. So yeah, Tim, I'm glad you're back. I'm really glad you're back because that's always fun to.
Well, look, I was down, but not for the count.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow member from AZ calling. I know you've been dealing with a lot of sickness lately, and
sickness.
You know, I'm
and
not
death.
A doctor. I don't know if you've tried this already, but I think you should start taking probiotics. There's this one in particular. It's called Acidophilus, and yeah, you can get those pretty much. Any drugstore, anything like that.
I will look into that. Thank you very much. Probiotics. Someone else said I should start using a neti pot. That thing that you stick in your nose, the water goes up one nostril and out the bottom of the other.
Hey, Timmy Boo, I got a prostitute. She wants to say something to you. I'm guzzling, got it slapped.
Okay, thank you very much. It was cut off, though.
Tim.
Come guzzling gutter slut.
Tone deaf Sean here. Hey, I just want to say thank you. You're doing a wonderful job.
What do you
for,
want?
Black History Month.
Oh, I see.
I'm even learning things. I mean, monkey mints, what a great new phrase.
Monkey mints, yes. I should play some blaxploitation films. I haven't really been doing a lot for Black History Month.
I will speak when it beeps. I will press pound when I'm...
Next up.
You go, Tim. Hey, it's Super Mousy. Finally signed up for the Sideshow. I'm really
good
proud
boy.
Of that because I'm listening to the Sideshow and the extended shows. God, the shows, you, it's like, I think you're saving all the best content of the Sideshow. It's gotta be it because you're playing so many good clips. I'm so glad I signed up.
All
you free people listening.
I try to do the best every day, but it does appear that, a lot of the really good stuff happens on Sideshow exclusive days. Maybe I put a little more effort into it. I don't know because you're paying. I don't know.
But it's. You won't regret it. It's $25.
Yeah, that's true. It is only $5. You know, and for $5, you get to make me dance like a monkey.
Hey, Timmy Boo, DJ, Sideshow member DJ C here. Just calling up with two little tidbits of information. Stopping at the gas station today, and I got behind a man buying, about 50 years old, he was buying three 40-ounce bottles of Old English. And okay. He was buying a pack of Extends. White or black? What do you think?
Black.
That's right. He was black, Timmy Boo. Very, very black.
I wonder why.
Another tidbit of information.
That's sad. If you're a black guy with a small penis, oh, what a huge blow. You know, it's not supposed to be this way. I'm supposed to be large and in charge. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in your guide. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. I'll see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Oh, you should definitely check out my Facebook page, the Distorted View Group. I think it's facebook.com/distortedviewshow. I posted a link to the fat man and his father on a local newscast. Apparently there was some flooding in town, and they interviewed the fat man from some TV station. So check it out, and I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, bye! Speaks louder than words sometimes, but not everybody listens. You've been held to all, always shut your mouth. Silence speaks louder than words sometimes, but not everybody listens. You've been held to all, always shut your
mouth. Now for something completely different. We've got sluts with nuts.